Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering the IELTS speaking task, describing a difficult decision. When preparing for the IELTS speaking test, one common topic that candidates may encounter is describing a time when they had to deal with a difficult decision. This article will provide you with valuable insights, sample answers, and tips to help you excel in this particular speaking task. Understanding the topic. The topic of dealing with a difficult decision is a popular one in IELTS speaking tests. It allows examiners to assess your ability to articulate complex thoughts, use appropriate vocabulary, and showcase your decision-making skills. This topic is likely to appear in Part 2 or Part 3 of the speaking test, where you'll have the opportunity to provide more detailed responses. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. While this topic is more suited for Parts 2 and 3, the examiner might ask some related questions in Part 1 to warm you up. Here's an example question with a suggested answer. Q. Do you often have to make difficult decisions in your daily life? Well, I wouldn't say I face major dilemmas every day, but I do encounter situations that require careful consideration. For instance, balancing my study commitments with social activities can sometimes be challenging. I often have to weigh the pros and cons before deciding how to allocate my time effectively. Part 2, Long-Term Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a time when you had to deal with a difficult decision. You should say, what the decision was about, when you had to make this decision, why it was difficult, how you made your decision, and what the result was. Sample answer, band 6-7. I'd like to talk about a difficult decision I had to make last year regarding my career path. After graduating from university, I was offered two job positions, one at a prestigious multinational company and another at a local startup. The decision was particularly challenging because both options had their merits. The multinational company offered a higher salary and better benefits, while the startup promised more responsibility and potential for growth. What made it difficult was the pressure I felt from my family to choose the safer option with the big company. However, I was personally more excited about the opportunities at the startup. After much consideration, I decided to trust my instincts and chose the startup. I made this decision by listing the pros and cons of each option and discussing it with mentors I trusted. The result has been positive so far. I've gained valuable experience and have already been promoted within the first year. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to recount a particularly challenging decision I faced last year concerning my career trajectory. Upon completing my university studies, I found myself at a crossroads, presented with two distinct job offers, one from a renowned multinational corporation and another from a burgeoning local startup. This decision proved to be exceptionally difficult due to the multifaceted nature of the choices before me. The multinational company boasted a more lucrative salary package and comprehensive benefits, which aligned with conventional notions of success. Conversely, the startup enticed me with promises of increased responsibility and exponential growth potential, appealing to my entrepreneurial spirit. The difficulty was compounded by the conflicting expectations from my family, who advocated vehemently for the perceived security of the established company. This external pressure created a significant internal conflict, as I found myself more intrinsically motivated by the dynamic opportunities presented by the startup. To navigate this complex decision-making process, I employed a multi-pronged approach. I meticulously compiled a comprehensive list of pros and cons for each option, sought counsel from trusted mentors in the industry, and engaged in deep introspection about my long-term career aspirations. Ultimately, I chose to follow my intuition and accepted the position at the startup. The outcome of this decision has been overwhelmingly positive. I've been able to immerse myself in a diverse range of projects, significantly expanding my skill set. Moreover, my contributions have been recognized, resulting in a promotion within my first year. This experience has reaffirmed my belief in the importance of aligning career choices with personal values and aspirations. Follow-up questions, bullet points. How do you usually approach making difficult decisions? Do you think it's important to ask for advice when making tough choices? How has this experience changed the way you make decisions now? Sample answers, band 6-7. I usually try to gather all the relevant information and take some time to think things through. I find that making a list of pros and cons helps me see the situation more clearly. Yes, I think it's very important to ask for advice, especially from people who have more experience. Their insights can provide a different perspective that we might not have considered. This experience has taught me to trust my instincts more and not to be swayed too much by others' opinions. I now feel more confident in my ability to make important decisions. Sample answers, band 8-9. When confronted with difficult decisions, I employ a systematic approach. I begin by thoroughly researching all aspects of the situation, critically analyzing the potential outcomes of each option. I also make a concerted effort to identify any personal biases that might influence my decision-making process. Seeking advice is undeniably crucial when facing complex choices. Consulting with experienced individuals can provide invaluable insights and help illuminate blind spots in our thinking. However, it's equally important to maintain autonomy in the final decision, ensuring it aligns with our personal values and goals. This experience has been transformative in my approach to decision-making. It has reinforced the importance of balancing analytical thinking with intuition. I've become more adept at managing external pressures and aligning my choices with my long-term aspirations. Moreover, it has bolstered my resilience in facing uncertainty, knowing that even challenging decisions can lead to positive outcomes. Part 3: Two-way Discussion. Do you think people generally find it harder to make decisions as they get older? I believe it can be both easier and harder for people to make decisions as they get older. On one hand, they have more life experience to draw from, which can help them make better choices. On the other hand, they might have more responsibilities and factors to consider, which could make decision-making more complex. And 8-9. The relationship between age and decision-making is multifaceted and nuanced. As individuals accumulate life experiences, they often develop a more refined decision-making process, drawing upon a wealth of past situations to inform their choices. This experiential knowledge can lead to more judicious and well-considered decisions. However, the complexity of decision-making can also increase with age due to several factors. Older individuals often face a broader spectrum of responsibilities, both personal and professional, which can introduce additional variables into their decision-making calculus. Moreover, with age comes a greater awareness of potential consequences, which might lead to more cautious or risk-averse behavior in some cases. It's also worth noting that cognitive changes associated with aging can influence decision-making processes. While some cognitive abilities may decline, others, such as emotional regulation and pattern recognition, often improve, potentially enhancing certain aspects of decision-making. Ultimately, the ease or difficulty of decision-making in later life likely depends on the individual's unique circumstances, their adaptability, and their ability to leverage their accumulated wisdom effectively. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Weigh the pros and cons. Cons, to consider the advantages and disadvantages of something. Example, before making any major decision, it's wise to weigh the pros and cons carefully. Trust one's instincts. Trust instincts, to rely on one's innate sense of what is right or wrong. Example, despite conflicting advice, I decided to trust my instincts and pursue my passion. Crossroads, a point at which a crucial decision must be made. Example, after graduating, many students find themselves at a crossroads in their career paths. Multifaceted, having many different aspects or features. Example, the issue of climate change is multifaceted, requiring a complex approach to solve. Compound, verb, to make something bad worse. Intensify the negative aspects of. Example, the economic crisis was compounded by political instability. Intrinsically motivated, driven by internal rewards or personal satisfaction. Example, successful entrepreneurs are often intrinsically motivated by the challenge of building something new. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing difficult decisions, expand on your ideas. Provide detailed explanations and examples to support your points. Use a range of vocabulary, incorporate advanced vocabulary and idiomatic expressions naturally in your responses. Demonstrate critical thinking. Show your ability to analyze situations from multiple perspectives. Maintain fluency. Practice speaking on various topics to improve your ability to speak at length without hesitation. Use appropriate structures. Vary your sentence structures and use complex grammar accurately. Remember, the key to success is regular practice and exposure to a wide range of topics. Consider working with a speaking partner or tutor to receive feedback and improve your skills. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking performance, check out our articles on describing a time when you had to balance multiple responsibilities and describing a time when you had to solve a conflict.